gold.
My buddy, you can run for your life, wanna stick him out the window. My buddy, I lay your ass out, motherfucker, it's simple. Stay in your place, I recommend, or say hello to my little friend.
Wherever I go, I gotta tag along, cause my buzz getting strong and they mad I'm on. He ride with me when I pass them all, and wait for me on the bench when I run the game of basketball.
Well, hey everybody, what's up? That was Julian.
Hey,
I'm Big Black, and we got a special guest all the way from Boston.
Flying in.
Massachusetts, my nigga Skame,
aka
Ray. The hockey expert.
Somewhat.
Yeah, we're going to use you for your hockey knowledge, and you're going to get the fuck out of here because fuck you, that's why.
I'm just kidding. Guys,
This week, we got a special guest.
Yeah, boom. It's a tri-cast.
Yeah, filling in for Elliot. They're always absent. Not always absent, but mostly absent Elliot.
But yes, so there's lots of playoffs going on.
Stanley Cup playoffs are in full swing. NBA playoffs are in full swing. Although, they're just starting. They're in game twos.
Yeah. Hockey's in game threes now?
Game threes.
Going on.
Games fours for the NBA don't start till like Saturday.
Next December. Yeah, because fuck the NBA.
No, those are like game threes. But, which should we start with? Should we start with NBA or NHL?
We should do NHL because I watched the whole game. Well, the reason why I didn't watch the whole game is because we were in transit. But if we weren't in transit, I would have watched the whole hockey game for the first time in my life.
Yeah,
congratulations, big guy.
The Boston-Detroit game?
Yep.
I actually did watch that one as well yesterday.
It was a pretty crazy game.
I didn't know who to root for. Because I hate Detroit as a Colorado Avalanche fan. Yeah, but at the same time, I'm like, well, Boston recently won.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
So my hope for that series is they just beat each other up. And whoever comes out on top just loses in the next round.
Well, I don't know. If Boston keeps playing the way they're going, I think five.
Boston.
Yeah, that game was, they straight dominated. I was telling them, I was like, I don't know shit about hockey, but I could tell they are dominating them.
That's their typical style of play.
Like, this shit was crazy.
And Boston's the strongest team in the East.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're my favorite to win the East, actually, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Conn Smythe Trophy winners. Mm-hmm. President
Trophy winner.
Yeah, President Trophy winners. Mm-hmm. Is that the NHL president?
I have no idea. It's just always known as the President's Trophy. I have no idea. That's a good question.
Because I was like, it's not like the American president.
No, yeah.
And then Canada doesn't have a president. They have a prime minister.
They do. Maybe it is the NHL.
Yeah.
President. Who knows?
It's for me.
But, I don't know. I've been watching a lot of playoff hockey. I actually watched the Flyers-Rangers game before that one, too. Mm. But I don't know.
We got into that.
Yeah. I'm always a fan of NHL playoff hockey. I think it's fun.
It's fun. Definitely. It's intense.
Saw a couple of those Avs games. Saw the... we didn't see the overtime loss.
No, I watched...
Saw the overtime start.
Yeah, I listened to it because I was at work and we don't have cable there. So I listened to it on the radio, but it was just like... All I could tell was that the Avalanche got dominated pretty much on every aspect. Varlamov, with the exception of the goalie, and I will say general sportsmanship, because we didn't have a guy take a cheap shot at you.
Yeah.
One of the Wild players did a deliberate cheap shot on the Avalanche Tyson Barry defenseman, knocking him out for at least this series.
Right, because I was like, when I saw that replay of him getting helped off the ice, and I was like, he's fucked up. Shit was, ooh.
He's out 4 to 6 weeks, so maybe if the Avalanche gets
four
to the
six
stand,
games or weeks.
Weeks.
Weeks?
Yeah, so maybe if they make the Stanley Cup, he might return.
Coming back.
But odds are he's out for the playoffs, which is hard for the Avalanche because he is one of the premier defensemen on the team.
Always something in Colorado sports.
Yep.
That's terrible.
I was thinking about yesterday. I mean, after Saturday's win.
Yeah, that shit was nuts.
Yeah, that was they looked great. And yeah. I was like, kind of thinking. I was like, you know, they
Bruins abs.
They just, you know, hockey's one of those things where if you just get on the right run, you can make it. You know. Uh-huh. And I was, you know, thinking, wow, we could have a team in the Super Bowl and a team in the Stanley Cup. And I was like, but we'd probably lose. But
funny.
that is the life of a Denver sports fan.
Yeah. Yeah, my bracket I have Jesus Christ. I have Anaheim coming out of the West.
Yeah, Anaheim's tough. I definitely
are they smacking up the Kings right now?
Is that they're playing the Stars.
They're playing the Stars.
2-1 right now.
Yeah, all the games tonight, or at least in the NHL, yeah, all the series are tied at 2-1 of the games played tonight. So that's Pittsburgh and Columbus. Pittsburgh leads the series 2-1. They won tonight 4-3. They were down 1-3. Yeah,
Columbus shit.
That's fucking crazy. What?
They shit the bed hard tonight.
Wow. Yeah. That was like some...
Three unanswered goals.
That was like Minnesota on
Saturday. Was it in one period?
Yeah, it was in the third.
Oh, wow. I see three unanswered. I didn't know
that's
if it was in the same
bad.
Period.
Yeah. That's a bad hit.
No, and you know... I guess Columbus couldn't double their playoff win record.
Well, on to the all NBA. Time, I'm just kidding.
All-time playoff.
That's something bad, dude.
Yeah, then the Blues lost to Chicago. I am hoping that Chicago wins that series because I would much rather play them than the Blues.
Oh. Yeah, Blues are tough.
Yeah, Blues are
but
tough.
I have them winning that series, but yeah, I would much rather see Chicago than them.
Wow, it's amazing what semi-knowledgeable hockey player fans can talk about on this podcast. It's crazy. I haven't said shit.
Chicago, for whatever reason, has a real hard time playing in Denver. Like, altitude. I don't know if it's the altitude or whatever.
Shit is no joke, son.
But yeah, I mean, and then the Stars won against Anima. 3-0.
Yeah, that's a soccer score right there, baby.
They're all soccer scores.
No.
Except that there are multiple goals on each side.
What was that? What was the game? 7-something? Was that yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Was it 7-3, 7-4, something
like
that?
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. That is a baseball score.
What was it? 2-7, San Jose.
Oh my God.
I gave them more credit than they needed.
Shit.
Wow,
that's a fucking blowout, man.
Yeah, that's a big rivalry too.
Like how do you not stop trying at that
point? I don't know. It's 2-7. That's like winning by like 4 touchdowns.
I gotta see. When was that game?
That was yesterday.
That was yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah.
Shh, fuck it. I was gonna try to grab the box score.
I got it right here.
Oh yeah. So what did they score in each period? While they're getting that information for the
so LA was up 2-0 going into the second period.
Damn.
And then San Jose proceeded to score 7 unanswered goals, 3 and 4, damn, respectively.
But I'm like, yo, after that, okay, so 3 in the second period. After that second one in the fourth period, in the third period, I'm like, yo,
they must have pulled their goalie at some
point. Oh, man, I'm just like, how do you not have that confidence? How do you not have, like, I don't even need to try at this point, kind of. I guess that's why they're pros, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's also, you know, statement kind of stuff.
Like, fuck, 5 goddamn...
Yeah, I was surprised, because Quick doesn't really give up that many goals.
No, Quick, I mean...
Right, from all I know that he's...
He's one of the top goalies in the league.
He's no super rat, but I'm just kidding. See, I know a little bit about hockey.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a blowout.
Yeah, that's a fucking blowout.
That's... Straight up. Speaking of blowouts.
Speaking of blowouts, transition.
The NBA saw the... Oh, my gosh.
That's got to be some kind of record. It's got to be.
Yeah. Here, hold on. Let me look it up. The Clippers beat the Golden State Warriors by 40 points. 98 to 138 tonight. That's... I mean, my God, man.
Yeah, it's a Clippers team record for a playoff margin of win, but it's not an NBA record.
But still, I mean, I don't know. I'm not used to seeing scores like that.
No, man.
You know.
That shit is fucking wild.
Yeah, I'm not a basketball fan at all, and I know that's not good.
Chris Paul.
I mean, that's...
12 points, 6 rebounds, and 10 assists.
I think the Lakers dressed up as the Golden State
Warriors. Oh, man.
But, I mean, I don't know. It's just like... The series is tied to 1-1.
But that's embarrassing.
I know. It is. That's, yeah.
Because it's just like, you showed them that they're like, you know... Yeah. They cannot...
Golden State, Mark Jackson, their coach Mark Jackson, quote, "We got drilled, we got thoroughly outplayed," end quote.
Yeah, like, I'm not a basketball fan, so I haven't followed any of this shit, but looking at game one scores and looking at game two, that's sad. That shouldn't have happened.
Oh, that's just, I mean.
Like, how is it that close one game and then you just get shit?
What was the score for game one?
109-105 Golden State.
Yeah, oh, that's.
That's a normal playoff score.
That's a toss up.
Then you go out and embarrass yourself. Yeah. Game two.
That's fucking bad, yo.
I mean, it's got to be like an overconfidence thing, right? Like, you steal that game one, you go in, and you're unprepared for that reaction. Because, I mean, I don't know. Okay, the Avs were dominated tonight, but they still only lost by one goal, and it was a goal shot in overtime.
Right.
And it's just like...
But that's not a blowout.
It's
either.
Not a blowout, but
it's... not a blowout by any means, because that could have gone either way.
But
it's Minnesota wasn't able to score, just like Colorado wasn't able to score, up until that particular moment in overtime. Like,
because
that's a toss-up, dude.
It's a playoff game,
right?
And I feel that, you know... It goes back to what we always talk about with the NBA and the low quality of product that they put on.
Yeah, the NBA has the least, or has the most inferior product out there.
Yeah, just in terms.
Because even watching like a hockey playoff night and day.
Night and day.
Football, come on, that's the number one in America. Fuck, man, NASCAR, the Sprint Cup, race chase.
Yes, sir.
Incredible. NBA? I'll watch a game, a series.
Yeah, it's like...
I literally watch like maybe a game or two, not even a whole game or two, a series up until the finals, then I'll watch like the last three games.
Yeah, that's usually how it is. I'll check in the games. I mean, it's different if, you know, the team... If the Nuggets are playing, you know.
Well, yeah, if it's your team, it's different, but like...
False. So I can give a shit less if the Celtics are playing.
Well, no, that's...
No offense, Boston.
No, that's fine. I don't give a fuck about Bruins. I talk shit about hockey all the goddamn time, but I love my Boston teams. Anywho, point is, that's how you are. That's how I am. Doesn't matter. True. It's like, who cares? The point is, NBA has the most...
As a casual sports fan, I watched 2 NHL playoff games... yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I checked in on the Heat Bobcats game.
I saw the, what was it, the Grizzlies OKC game because it was on the TV where we were eating.
Yeah,
but that was it.
It's just like, but like, who is gonna watch a Heat Bobcat series outside of the people in those cities?
Wow.
That's what I'm saying, man. It's just like nobody's gonna be like, oh, I wonder who's gonna win this series.
Yeah.
Somebody saw that the game was on. They were like, the Bobcats are in the fucking playoffs, and
it's a joke.
And I was just like, yeah, I guess. And he was like, wow, is this first time ever? I was like, apparently not. I was like, it's they have like 100 some playoff games.
Ugh.
Which is, like, weird to think about, because I, like, didn't know they were a franchise for that long.
Like, neither did I, bro.
No, man, like, I can't, like, they've had 100 playoff games. That's a few series.
Yeah, it is. That's a few. That's enough.
Like, okay. So 100.
That's enough to be technically experienced.
That's at least. That's at least 14 series that they've been in. That means they've been around long enough to be in 14 series. I didn't know that.
No, man, that shit is crazy.
But, I mean, and like, the entire time I've been aware of the Bobcats organization, they've been terrible. So it's like, it's weird to think that they were at least good enough consistently to make it to the playoffs, but hell. This is the first time in 10 years the Nuggets haven't made it.
Oh, so they didn't make it.
No, they did not. Uh-oh.
No wonder why I was seeing Nuggets shit everywhere.
Yeah, no, they did.
You would never tell. You can never tell. Win or lose.
But, you gotta wear your jerseys in situations. Why, I don't know, but...
Now, we've got, speaking of, you know, saying that I saw the Grizzlies and Thunder game earlier, they ended up losing. That is the Thunder.
Yeah, which was
105-111. Again, a close game.
But I mean, come on. Out of the West, we're looking at, like, is anyone going to beat San Antonio?
Yeah.
And out of the East, it's. I mean, fuck, man. The Pacers shit the bed the other night.
Oh, god damn it. I didn't even see that.
Yeah, they lost. They lost to fucking whoever the fuck they're playing. Sorry. I should have had it pulled up.
No, that's fine. It doesn't matter. Who cares?
Yeah, I mean...
Atlanta. The Hawks.
The Hawks!
The Hawks. Oh.
Who'd they got? Like, Joe Johnson? Is he still a Hawk player?
I don't even know. Maybe Joe Smith.
Joe Johnston.
It's just like, come on, man. The Pacers are, you know... You want to win the East? You can't even beat the Hawks?
It's weird, though.
And you got the Heat standing in your way. But I don't know. Whatever. Basketball is fucking...
So, keeping it in basketball, I didn't know this until like 4 seconds ago, because I'm a great journalist and researcher. I am not a fucking journalist.
Really? I thought you had a degree.
Yes, I am a certified journalist, son. I've got the credentials. I'm APA.
APA?
Yeah.
What's the other A stand for?
Awesomeness. Yeah. Associated Press of Awesomeness. Because that's how down I get, bro.
That is a real thing. That is a truth fact. Truth fact. Were you talking about Mike Woodson getting fired?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Not only Mike Woodson, but every person that had anything to do with the coaching staff on that team got fired.
Well, yeah, because Phil Jackson wants to hire his guys up.
Yeah, because he's fucking... Yeah.
Because he knows what he's doing.
But,
dude doesn't have that many rings for no fucking reason.
He's got him on his toes.
Yeah. What do you think about what are going to happen with some players? I don't know.
You think Melo's going to stay?
Melo? Are you kidding me? Melo was like sucking dick once they found out that, you know, I'm just really excited that Phil's going to be part of this organization and I'll pass the ball. I promise, Phil. He didn't say all that, but.
Like, I don't know, man. Melo passing the ball. That might not. I don't know. His whole thing is just shooting.
I don't remember, and I don't know what their contract's looking like. As in, Melo.
I think he's a free agent after Melo this year.
And Stoudemire. So I'm like, do you keep Stoudemire? Hell no.
No, why would you do that?
Because it's the New York Knicks. But actually, Phil Jackson's in town now. I'm done talking about basketball. All
right.
I'm just saying, it sucks.
Well, Boston Marathon was today.
The Boston Marathon was today.
Happy Patriots Day, guys.
Patriots Day. Thank you.
But that's a thing for you guys.
Yeah. I still would have had to work if I was back home.
But, for the first time in 38 years, an American won the marathon.
Yep, because we were like... we broke some kneecaps.
Yeah.
Yep. People were planting bags, and I was like, it was the Nigerians.
I'm just kidding.
Wow.
This segment brought to you by racism.
Yeah, but that's fucking cool though. It's nice to see. No, and this is not racist, but it's nice to see someone not
who is fucking American,
who's not fucking Kenyan, win a race, a marathon.
A Kenyan woman won the women's part.
Well, of course.
It's just assumed now. Yeah. Like,
but yeah, no, I was like, I didn't even realize it until like there were news stories and they were like, he's the first ones and blah blah blah, and I was like, huh, that's probably right.
Yeah,
which means the entire time we've been alive, an American man has not won that race.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's fucking crazy to think about that shit. Oh, those Kenyans. But yeah, everything.
Did either of you guys see the Carlos Gomez thing?
No.
No?
No. I'm actually looking at it right now for the first time.
Yeah, okay. So, synopsis for you.
Yay!
Carlos Gomez...
synapses.
...hits a triple and, like, watches it go, you know. And so, like, he's rounding third, and then the pitcher, like, says, you know, calls him out on it. And then the bench is clear.
Really?
Yeah.
For that?
Yeah. Well, it's like, you're not supposed to do that. All right. Yeah, Ray's got it up now. So, yeah, see, so he pitches, and then he does a slow, like, watching it go instead of putting his head down.
What the fuck?
All right, Pittsburgh took that a little too serious, because that happens all the time.
Oh, that nigga somebody got just got laid out. Face. Somebody just caught a fucking nigga. I am from the Dominican Republic, motherfucker.
Wow, and the game went 14 innings.
Caught something in the mouth, yo. Yeah. Holy shit.
But, I mean, you think Pittsburgh took it too serious?
One I think so.
Unwritten.
I mean,
see, I don't know enough about baseball.
Big Papi got the record like last week or some shit like that for the longest home run stroll. I mean, who cares?
But it's a home run. It wasn't a triple.
Yeah,
I think that's what the beef is. And I'm like,
you shouldn't get mad that he's admiring the triple. Take advantage that he's not running it
exactly.
out.
Exactly,
it might have been in the park.
Initially, I'm like, from home to first, if he's slow trotting. I get it, because you might think it's a home run. I don't know. I guess I don't understand the unwritten rules of baseball. I think some of them are fucking stupid. But again, I'm not a huge fan of baseball.
I mean, if he was taunting, that's one thing. But if he was, from what I've seen, he was just watching it and taking his time.
Well, here's the whole thing.
I don't think that.
Oh, you got the whole video?
Yeah.
So, all right, cool. That's because that shit was like clips and stuff. Oh, he's hauling ass.
Yeah.
So let's see what it is.
Well, so it's probably going from...
Oh, yeah. See, he was just talking shit because of what he did going up the first baseline.
Yeah,
the pitcher took it personal.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. Going from home to first base.
This is where he uses his helmet.
Oh. Yo.
And that's where I had the problem.
Yeah. That's... Yeah.
No, that's exactly...
He went out of the line with that, but...
The initial scuffling... That was uncalled for. But bringing it, taking your helmet and using
like
it as a weapon.
Yeah, he like swung his helmet
like
around.
He's using his helmet as a weapon. That is fucking uncalled for on any level of being a human being. Like, fuck, that's, ooh. Yeah, I totally disagree with that shit.
But yeah, it's, I don't know. Sometimes I think baseball takes itself too seriously.
Sometimes.
And it's just like, come on, man. I think
tradition.
I think he thought it was a home run.
That's
maybe.
What I think.
Oh, yeah,
so.
Definitely. Yeah, because that was close.
And I don't know. Who knows? Maybe it might be because, you know, he's a young player. And, you know, like, Poppy, nobody's going to care.
Yeah.
Because, he, you know, he's...
Because that's what he does.
He's, yeah, and, you know.
And he's a likable guy.
Yeah.
Honestly, come on. He doesn't rape kids.
But, yeah.
Big Poppy, better than Jerry Sandusky. I think we can all agree on that.
Oh man.
If that's your baseline.
I could see that shirt getting sold at Fenway.
Better than Jerry. Penn State's up. What the fuck? Only in Boston.
Yeah, only in Boston can you sign random chants.
have nothing to do with
the sport you were watching.
Oh shit. That was pretty funny.
But yeah, it's just I don't know. It's just one of those things where it's just like, I think it's fuck, man, it's just baseball sometimes, it's just lighten the fuck up.
Yeah.
No, that's what it is to me. It's just like, fuck tradition, evolve, man. Everything has evolved. And baseball's evolving, but it's dragging their fucking feet. You know,
yeah, they got instant replay now.
Slowly, yeah. I was bitching to Ray about that shit. What was it, yesterday or the day before? And he made a good point. He's just like, you still kind of got to test the waters to see what should be reviewable and all this and that. But I was like, you should have had that in place like 30 years ago.
It's hard to do when you just started it fucking 5 games ago.
But I'm saying, like, yo, this should have been a committee all summer. Like, these are reviewable.
Oh, the Rockies are above 500.
Oh.
I just want to point that out. After a win today, they're officially above 500 at 11 and 10.
11 and 10.
11 and 10, baby.
What are the Red Sox at? I know they've been, like, on off, like, the whole season.
It's still hockey season for me, so I haven't really been following.
Red Sox but, are currently 9-11.
9-11, yeah, I was like, it's...
The Yankees are at the top of your division with 11-8.
11-8? Yeah, because the Red Sox has been, like, lose, win.
Yeah, they're under 500.
All the time.
Yeah, above 500.
That's fine, because this t-shirt says it all matters at the end of the year.
Whatever. Baseball in April is the best. Because you don't know you're going to lose yet.
You still have a chance.
It's like the NBA.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's just, baseball's more open than the NBA.
No, I was just saying, like, it's a long-ass season.
Yeah, well...
versus, you know, the whole baseball
season. Hell, man, baseball makes any sport look fucking short.
Well...
It has twice the game as hockey and basketball.
Mm-hmm. What, and it's like 82 games for hockey, yeah. And shit, right?
There's 161 or
164 is
double. 162 games of baseball.
That's one of the major reasons they have problems with steroids. You have to maintain.
You gotta play every day.
That fucking whole season. That's a lot.
Yeah.
I for one wouldn't mind having way less baseball games.
Maybe. Yeah, but I mean, that's not me. They should.
Good luck getting that to happen.
It'd be great.
How much money would they lose?
Oh, I know.
Never happen.
I know.
No. I mean, that's why it's like, you know, the NBA is never going to contract, even though it needs to. Exactly. Because then the talent pool is shrunk. But it's like, you know, baseball should be like 3 months shorter.
Yo, because I'm...
Or just 2 months shorter. Start it in like May.
Yeah, what's the difference between 160 and 140 games, honestly?
Yeah, there's really no need for interleague play.
Like, really, what's the difference?
You really don't need to have 3 series against every team in
the
division.
What's the difference between 20 games at that point, you know?
No, I mean...
But again, that's just us. We know there's... Yeah, what's the difference between... Oh, let's see. $3 billion is the difference, you know?
Yeah. It's one party deck difference.
Oh, yeah, Scam didn't get to see the party deck.
Oh, the party deck?
He went to the Pepsi Center, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah, it was nice. It wasn't bad.
The Can-Am?
It's a nice tour.
The,
Not very popular because it was only about 3 of us.
I didn't even know the Pepsi Center did tours.
We only did it because Coors Field didn't have a tour because of the game tonight.
The Coors Field tour is cool.
Yeah, that's what we were going to do, but because of the game, the last tour was at 12, and we were around at 2, so I said, fuck it.
And it is the third oldest ballpark in the National League.
What, like 15 years?
Dang. Almost 20.
Third old. That's fucking crazy, yo. Fucking old-ass Fenway. Somebody was asking me about that shit at school. Like, how big is Fenway? I said, fucking tiny.
Like, it is seats. Not it is not fat friendly.
No, I was like, dude, the seats are fucking terrible.
No, Fenway and Wrigley, man, those are
fucking old school. They're just
old cars. Stadiums, which I'm like, look, I get it, tradition and everything, but come on.
Sucks. Yeah, it's not fat or big person friendly.
Not at all. At all.
No, and just, man, I love modern stadiums. All the amenities.
Yeah,
all
it's awesome. It's like, oh, thanks for having me.
Seats are comfortable.
I've been paying fucking $300 a seat. I can't even sit on anything that's worth sitting on at Fenway or Wrigley. And then you can't even bring shit in. Oh, there's that football.
No, so
football.
Did you go into the locker rooms in Pepsi Center?
Visitors.
I didn't go.
We couldn't go in the Nuggets locker room. We couldn't go in the Avalanche locker room. We did all like the press level stuff and seen all the behind the scenes stuff where they put all the NBA floor and the Zambonis and all that shit. It was cool.
Yeah.
Not bad. Yeah. Something to do.
No, I didn't even know Pepsi Center offered tours. And on that note, Pepsi Center, maybe you should get the word out and or get us some free tickets and shit.
Yeah, Pepsi Center.
Kroenke family. Josh Kroenke, where you live there.
I'd be like, give me a Pepsi.
The owner of the Nuggets and Avalanche lives in the Pepsi Center.
He lives in there?
Yeah, there's like apartments like at the very top and they live in there.
Tall guy did mention that.
I wonder why, Ray.
I always wonder how he gets like pizza delivered there.
Well, you know what I did find out? Any of the mainly the NBA players because they got their practice facility inside the place, but I guess hockey players can work out. They can call at any time they want and go into the arena and just work around. And the people who work there have to let them in.
Oh, that sucks. I'd hate to be the fucking manager. Yo.
Bella wants to shoot around.
She said it must have happened because the tall guy said it. She was like, they could bring their girlfriends. So an NBA player could bring in some random chick into the practice facility at 3 a.m. whenever he wants.
Oh, that's fucking terrible. That's awesome, but that's like, I'd be so...
365, she said. Not even during off... Not even during on... Like,
where are you going, Daddy? I have to go let in JaVale McGee so he can lift weights.
But while it's Christmas. While his girlfriend texts in the corner.
Yeah. All right, well, the more you know. And on that note, thanks for listening. Thanks Ray for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
And follow us on Twitter.
TMS Report, bitch. Do it.
Or at Julian C. Mitchell or at the Beatnik.
Do it.
Ray, you got a Twitter handle?
Do it.
That's game 77.
Same 77. That's game 77. SKAME 77. Get up. Get on up. Get up. Machine. Get on up, get up, get on up, get up, get on up, stay on the scene, get on up, like a sex machine, get on up, get up, get on up, stay on the scene, get on up, like a sex machine, get on up, wait a minute, shake your arm, then use your palm, stay on the scene, like a sex machine, you got to have the feeling, shoot your bone, get it together, right on, right on. Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up. Get on up, get up, get on up.
Yep, get on up, Bobby. Should I take him to the bridge?
Go ahead.
Take him on to the bridge.
Take him to the bridge.
Can I take him to the bridge?
Yeah.
Like a sex machine. The way I like it is the way it is. I've got my dig it. He's got his. Stay on the scene like a loving machine. Stay on the scene like a loving machine. Stay on the scene. I want to count it off one more time. Yeah.
Go ahead.
You want to hit it like it did on the top, fellas? Hit it like it did on the top. Hit it now.
Get on up,
get up,
get on up,
get on up,
get on up,
stay on the scene,
get on up,
like a loving machine,
get on up,
get up,
get on up,
taste,
get on up,
a piano,
get on up,
taste,
get on up,
a piano. Get up,
get on up,
get up.